The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Colleen messaged in and she was running into work, so she couldn't come on to ask this question of you directly, Dylan.
Okay.
So I don't know if that matters or not, but she is interested to know. I guess it was plaguing her all weekend. She lost sleep. She was tossing and turning. She kept on clock watching. Just can't wait to counting down the moments till Monday morning when she could finally, at least hopefully, get through her day. Life wasn't complete until she could get some closure on this Facebook Marketplace Minute. And if the woman ultimately came to pick up the mirror.
What a saga. I had so many things happening within a 30-minute time period on Saturday. Here's what happened. I'll tell you the real story. So remember I said I would save it for that. Remember?
It was your girlfriend's mirror. You put it up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. A woman said, I can come by. I'll give you this amount of money for it. I'll come by tomorrow.
Yeah.
You went down and had a nap.
Yeah.
You woke up from your nap. There were a ton of messages of people who didn't want it tomorrow. They wanted it now.
Yeah.
And for more money. And you said, I'm sorry. My word is my bond. I already agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know for sure if this woman was going to come.
No.
A lot of faith.
Right?
Okay.
So I wake up the next day waiting for her to be coming. And I say, hey, just to let you know, I'd like to pick a time. Do you want to like talk about a time?
She said that or you
said
that?
No, I said that to her.
Yeah, yeah.
At like 8:19 in the morning. I didn't hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, wait. Well,
and she hadn't given you a few bucks to hold it?
Nope, nothing. Yeah. So I waited a couple more hours and I said, hey, like, what time are you thinking of coming?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, she still hasn't responded.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I think she's dead.
Does this happen a lot? I don't know.
Yeah, it can, I guess. But I asked her, are you coming? Are you for sure coming?
Well, that's not cool.
No, that's the worst. And again, I don't care if you come or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't want it, that's totally fine with me. I'm okay.
Why
always.
Would you not want it if you wanted it?
I don't understand that.
Okay, yeah.
At this point, I just can't
It's a long way to come. You got to drive often right across the city. It's a long distance to cover.
I know, but just let somebody know.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Right.
Hey, you know what? I changed my mind. Okay. What do you think I'm going to do in that case? I'm not going to be mad at you. Well, you changed your mind.
Yes.
Just be like, okay, thank you.
And two perfect strangers being mad at each other and never, ever going to run into each other or never know if they run into each other. I'm totally fine if somebody's mad at me that I have no idea who they are and they have no idea who I am.
Right.
If there's somebody right now, Dylan, in Manitoba that's mad at me,
yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you don't even know.
I have no idea that they're mad at me.
Doesn't bother
I'm
you
mad,
anyway.
In fact, I'm mad at them back. How's that?
Good. So the long story short is that I ended up selling it, but not to the person who was supposed to be there.
So is it imperative that you leave a bad review?
Well, I think you need to.
Because this
you
might happen to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you need to because it's I just think that's not fair.
But maybe something came up. Well, she should have messaged you if something came up.
100%.
Maybe her phone fell into the river.
Well, this is why I think she's dead.
Okay.
She has to be, right? And then that's the only...
This happened with a girl you went on a date with that ghosted you. You couldn't assume that they just moved on. They must be dead or in a trunk somewhere.
Someone. but honestly, someone may have killed her. And we don't know. Like, I'll never actually
know.
She
buys a lot of things on Facebook Marketplace.
Right? Maybe she was going out the night before. Boom, dead.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't understand why she wouldn't have written back. But you know what? She didn't. And therefore...
She's dead.
It's over.
Yeah, you have to review her.
Oh, Robbie, I did.
You did?
Yep.
1 star, 0 star?
1 star.
Oof. What was the 1 star for?
Well, I think you have to give one.
Well, that's a flawed system.
I know.
You should be able to give 0 stars. You got literally nothing from this person.
Not a thing.
Except a nuisance.
That was it. So I gave her the 1 star and I was on my way.
But now I don't know if she can retaliate 1 star me.
Ah.
I don't think so.
Okay, is that not a thing? She can't, as a buyer, be a retaliation star?
She didn't buy anything.
I know.
That's what
so you only have the option to rate somebody if you actually complete the transaction with somebody?
I think so.
Okay.
But I don't know how it works because it gave me the option. Remember, she didn't buy anything from me.
Right.
It gave me the option to rate her.
Like, I can't go onto Facebook Marketplace right now and just give you 0 just to be a pain.
No.
Or 1 or 2 or anything like that.
You cannot.
I need to actually have a conversation, a dialogue, and a transaction with you.
I think just a conversation. I don't think you actually need.
So she could 1 star you.
Which I don't think is fair.
No.
Because I didn't do anything wrong. Except
not.
I gave her an honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
A little review. And she probably didn't like it. Mm. I understand.
I had such a bad review on my Airbnb that I had to create a whole new account.
You pooped in the bed and ruined someone's sheets.
I was sick. I had the flu.
I'm just saying you ruined the sheets. It wasn't ideal.
You think I did it intentionally?
No, but I
certainly did it. Her review certainly seemed like it was. Like I'm the case of the masked pooper, and I go around to different Airbnbs and have accidents in their beds. I was sick and I have a tummy issue.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Mean to do that. She honestly reviewed me on Airbnb. Like that was my main goal in life, was to go from city to city and Airbnb to Airbnb and just ruining their beds. That's how she treated me.
But are you serious?
I had to delete my whole account, make a new picture. Make a whole new profile.
Did you tell her?
Get a new credit card?
You didn't tell her that you ruined the bed.
Well, she had a sense. How can you not? It's a small apartment.
Had you come back and told her, listen, this was an accident, maybe she would have reviewed you well, but you didn't even say anything.
I stripped the bed. I washed the sheets. Yes, I should have bought new sheets. I don't know why I didn't. I wasn't thinking properly. I had better things on my mind.
Well, like what?
Go... squeezing. clinching.
Yikes.
So you can get a bad review for something as simple as pooping in somebody's bed.
Well, as you should.
What a ripoff,
that
man.
Really, as honestly, you should.
Flaw in the system. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We've got Christine on the phone.
Hi, Christine.
Originally
Hi, good
from,
morning.
From Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
Or Le yep. Beaumont.
Sorry.
Moved to Las Vegas.
Wow, okay.
How long did you live in Las Vegas for?
18 years.
18 years.
What were you doing there?
Working.
Oh, that sounds so shady.
It really does. It really, really does.
I don't know what you do. Like, wait, working meaning, were you like a showgirl? Working, were you like part
there's
of the
other
mob?
Things in Las Vegas, hey?
I'm just asking.
There's gas stations, there's auto dealerships, there's shovel companies.
When someone says, what were you doing in Vegas, and you say, working, you weren't doing gas stations.
Well... no, I
it's
wasn't
getting
working
shadier.
At the gas station.
It's getting shadier,
really.
This is your opportunity here.
Well, I worked in finance, but my husband had kind of a kind of like a top secret job that I can't really.
Oh, shady! Holy crap!
I told you it was shady.
Okay, well, we'll move past that. So, for 18 years, you lived in Vegas, and then you moved back here. How long ago?
3 years.
Okay, so she was conditioned to think Vegas when going out to eat, Dylan.
Right.
All right. And what did you notice when you moved back here 3 years ago?
Whenever I would have leftovers and we asked for a to-go box, they would just come to the table and leave the to-go box on the table. And I would kind of sit there and wait for them to box it up for me because that's what they did in the States. And that wasn't even at the bougiest places.
Right,
like
right.
It would be at Applebee's.
Yeah.
They would box it up for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
but here,
they don't even
kind of sit there and wait. Yeah.
They might as well have a to-go container gun and just launch it from the back. Just walk right by and just throw it on your table and keep on going.
I like that.
Box it your damn self,
That's,
cowboy.
I appreciate. Listen, I got to ask some questions.
Okay.
Are there aliens?
No.
Ask your husband.
Did it have to do
aliens?
With aliens, this secret job of your husband's?
Maybe.
I don't
know.
God,
we didn't live far from Area 51.
Of course not. Because why
I
would
didn't
you
see
far?
Anything?
Okay,
interesting.
So, just to put our minds at ease, and we're not going to try and put you in an uncomfortable spot. But this top secret job of yours, interesting top secret or boring top secret?
There's no such thing as boring
for
top
him,
secret.
Well, for him, it was. I guess boring because of what he did, but the stuff that he was around was interesting.
He was around aliens,
was
I'm telling you.
Was it so top secret, your husband's job, that he couldn't tell you what he did that day?
He didn't tell me a lot of it until after he retired.
Really?
So, was he classified? Like, did he have to, like, was he a classified member of something?
He had very classified high-level security clearance.
Oh! Like hand scan, retina scan level?
Not that bad. But there were times, so if you ever go to Vegas mm-hmm. and you see an airplane kind of in the private area mm-hmm. and it's a plain white airplane with like a red stripe on it,
mm-hmm.
it's called, the name of it is Janet, which is not a top secret thing. Everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the plane that flies people from Las Vegas to Area 51.
It is Area 51 related.
This is crazy!
Well, how can we not ask you more questions?
Because we said we wouldn't. But man, do we want to. The Janet Airline, it's an unofficial, highly classified fleet of passenger aircraft operated by the United States of Department of Full Service that brings people to the Area 151 site.
Wow.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, one final question, Christine.
Sure.
And we won't violate any confidentiality,
we'll
any
try not.
Classified top secret documents that your husband was sworn to secrecy in your 18 years living in Vegas.
Okay.
Do you know the truth?
No.
Okay. Okay. So he wasn't that classified, Dylan.
No.
Okay. Very good. That's the retina scan people. They know the truth.
One last question. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was it aliens, the caramel bar, and who put the caramel in? Well, I want to know which classified information, or was it the KFC recipe?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you.
Aliens!
That's it. Across the line. All right.
Love you,
Christine. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one.
Right. She lived there 18 years, and the biggest thing she's noticed coming back here is they just drop off the to-go restaurant packages on your table for you to pack yourself. Forget the aliens.
Though. Wow.
Okay.
That was so wild.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Okay, I'm going to do something here, Dylan. It's been requested of us.
What is it?
You know that. You know what I've always said, Dylan?
Yes?
We're a show for the people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ask something, we're going to do it. And 9 times out of 10, it might not be very good. But we're going to do it, Dylan.
What is it?
We're going to struggle to do it, and it's going to be awful, or it's going to be amazing, and we have no idea. All right?
Oh, boy.
You always know that when I pick up a live phone and start dialing Dylan, we have no... Oh, and there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Off to a bad start.
Mine, too. By the way, didn't they say they were going to fix them in January? Wasn't that the big thing?
I don't know.
We're going to get new cables or something?
It's hard to be certain when.
Okay, see, we've got
another... This is a call. Okay. To which long distance...
Well, now I'm going to dial a 1.
Long distance, and then now it's not going to work. Why do we do this?
Because it has been requested of us. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Is this Alex?
It is,
Dylan,
yes.
Say hello to Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Alex is here.
Hello.
I don't know much about you, Alex, but you seem like a nice person.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Alex, Dylan. Alex is the best person in the world and deserves something special.
Why? What happened?
And he is driving in his truck for the next hour.
Okay.
Okay. Did we get it all, Alex? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
What is Alex doing? Why is he the best person in the world?
Who would know Alex so well to know those facts about you, Alex?
Probably my wife.
Oh, Dylan!
Okay.
And what is your lovely wife's name?
Courtney.
Well, we are here, Alex, to say happy birthday, Alex.
Hey,
congratulations.
Alex. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Courtney messaged us and said that you were the best person in the world, which I take exception to because I was told just the other night that I was the best guy in the world.
Who told you that?
My fiance.
Oh, she was wrong.
Well, somebody's wrong here. I want to know who it is, Dylan. We've got Courtney saying her husband's the best guy in the world. I'm being told I'm the best guy in the world. I'm sure your girl, Agnes. No. Maybe has said you're the best guy in the world. We've got a real stalemate here.
I don't think she said that.
Let me ask you this, Alex. Have you ever told Courtney, your wife, that she's the best girl in the world?
Every single day.
What, are you calling me a liar then?
Wow.
Now what do we do, Dylan?
This is tough.
I always thought Coral was the best girl in the world.
Really?
I'm finding out all of a sudden we've got this Courtney person who might be the best girl in the world.
We all know that Coral's not the best person in the world.
She's the best person in the world.
No,
this Courtney.
Come on. Courtney is better.
Courtney didn't even get you a birthday present. She just got us to call you.
Oh, maybe Courtney's not as good as we thought.
That's not the best. Do you think you're getting anything for your birthday, or you think this is it, Alex?
Every year I ask for nothing, and somehow I get something.
Well, so. You got a phone call from us. It must be a real milestone birthday.
What a special one.
How old are you today, Alex?
I think 37.
37?
Good for you.
Happy birthday, Alex. All right? Have a great morning. Have a wonderful day, and say hi to that... That also ran that you're dating.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Okay. Love you. See you later, Alex. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And from Courtney. Now we're getting messages that there are a bunch of other guys and girls that are the best guys and girls in the world.
How is that possible?
There can only be one.
Yeah.
There can only be one.
And I'm going to say it's not you. No offense. I don't want to attack you.
Was Melissa's the best girl in the world?
Oh, by far. She's so good, I don't even deserve her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's in a different league of good.
Oh, that's nice. That's a really nice thing to say.
No, but it's just
but now
true.
Well, then, if you don't deserve her, then clearly you're not the best guy in the world if she ever says it.
Oh, so
I don't know how to trust your relationship.
No, I'm not the best guy in the world.
So has she ever turned to you and said, you're the best guy in the world?
I would say you're lying.
Okay.
I know that's not true.
Has she ever done it, though?
No.
Oof.
I don't think so.
You're really not the best guy in the world.
I don't think she has.
Sorry, that just got uncomfortable.
Yeah. No, I don't think she, maybe, no, I don't think she said best guy in the world. Okay. I think she likes me, though.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan podcast.
As you know, Dylan, even though you don't believe that I spent all of Saturday afternoon in bed.
After lunch,
we stayed in bed the whole day.
Yeah.
We watched a lot of movies, Dylan. It was the weekend we didn't know we needed. Right?
Yeah.
Watched a lot of movies.
Should have done that when it was minus 30.
So I have a few random questions just while watching movies. Old movies, new movies, romance movies, drama movies, action movies, just movies.
Okay.
Just movies.
Yep.
Got a bunch of random questions I've picked up while watching movies. And I want to know if anybody has done any of these or do these on a regular basis, or if anybody has the answer to these. These are just musings from a Saturday full of movies. Okay?
Okay.
Has anybody, when asked, for example, hey, are you Dylan Wochuk? Has anybody ever responded with, who wants to know?
Who wants to know?
You see that in movies all the time, right? Who's asking? Nobody. You go like this. Yep. Nobody's ever done that in real life
who
ever.
Who wants to know?
Hey, you Dylan Wochuk? Who's asking?
No.
No one does that.
You've never done it just for fun?
No. Why would I do that?
Because it's fun.
What's fun about that? It's very confrontational.
It's being cheeky.
Huh. No one has ever responded. You've done that, Robbie? Somebody said, hey, yes. Are you Robbie the intern? You went, who wants to know?
I have, just being joking. I didn't want to be confrontational.
I just feel like, what would they respond? Well, I do. I just asked. Okay, here's another one. When they put a gun in the back of their pants like that,
yes.
What's holding it up? Dylan, think about the pants you wear.
Yeah.
There's nothing holding that up.
Well, the drawstring, maybe.
Are they constantly thinking about it and readjusting it? Because it looks like they put that gun back there. They never think about it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be running around with a gun, no.
They just tuck it in there. No holster, no anything. Do they have a special clip back there? Is there anything? It'd slide right down your pants.
Yeah. It seems like it would. And they're heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yep. We'll take that one.
But that's we had this discussion about the things on TV.
You need a really tight waistband to hold that in.
There's a lot of things on TV that are not accurate.
Yeah, right? I know. And I'm noticing them like crazy this weekend. A weekend full of movies. Here's another one for you.
Okay, what else you got?
Here's another one for you. You ever pick up the phone and go like this? Yeah. No.
No.
No one goes, yeah, when they pick up the phone. How disarming would that be if you called somebody and they answered with, yeah?
Yeah.
You say hello. Everybody says hello. What is it, killing him in the scriptwriter to just put hello there?
You're buying time, right? You're
what
editing
time,
a movie.
What time in a movie is the difference between yeah and hello?
Seconds.
I called you and you picked up. Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to do that from now on.
God. I think I dialed the wrong number. I wouldn't know.
Yep.
It's the hang-ups that get me, where they don't say goodbye.
Oh, yes, Robbie.
I hate
they
it.
They never say goodbye on the phone.
So
on
rude.
Movies. Ever.
They don't have time.
Yeah, I want a movie to show the person on the other end that just looks at their phone and goes, well, God, that there? Was awful rude. Hello? You're not, what? You know?
Yes.
Imagine if you started dating somebody and every time you got off the phone with them, they just hung up. They never said bye.
Yeah, it would be
very
weird.
Disorienting, you know?
Or would it feel more inclusive because like you're always together? Like you just picked up the phone, like, yeah, like I'm here.
Just like a literal cliffhanger, like we'll pick up this conversation later.
Maybe.
It just ends poof like that.
Yeah, I'm looking for
something. They get the information that they want and then they just hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, bye. Does it kill you to say yeah, bye?
I guess.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
And if they're trying to buy time, it always shows them hang up the phone and put it back in their pocket. It's not like they didn't have time to say bye.
While on the topic of phones, this will be the last one, Dylan.
Okay.
Because I know you're loving every minute of this.
Oh, of course.
I've got a whole list of them.
I want to hear them all.
Well, and Robbie, I know that this bothers you. When you're at a bar, have you ever been able to hear somebody?
No.
Never.
No.
Never. You can't hear anybody at a loud club.
Ever.
And you're just sitting at the bar. All of a sudden, you're dancing. It's loud. The lights are all over. You decide to go over to the bar and have a conversation with somebody. And you've got no problem hearing them?
Yeah.
What magical acoustics do those bars have where that can happen?
Well, it's for the movie.
It's impossible.
Pepper.
You got to go outside.
It's not real.
And even
real
then, your
life.
Ears are ringing. How come in a movie when they're at the bar, you never hear that? What? Pardon?
Yeah.
Okay. And then to make it even worse, speaking of phones, when they take a phone call at a bar.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You can't hear anybody at a bar.
They're trying their best to make it entertaining for you, not being realistic.
Robbie?
It's just they could do a little bit better at being realistic.
Is anybody, 917-917, have you ever been able to hear somebody well at a bar?
Never.
Never. Not once.
Nope.
Whether you're romantically interested, Dylan, because I watch some rom-coms.
Okay.
Whether it's an action movie.
How many do you watch?
God, I don't know.
Like eight movies?
Noon to 2 a.m. I don't know. How many hours is that?
That's a lot of hours.
14 hours. 14 hours.
Did you fall in and out of sleep?
No. But
really? You were awake the whole time?
Manchester by the Sea does get slow at points. You got to be careful on that one.
Holy smokes. That's quite the weekend you had.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought all these things
you
up.
You like those?
Yeah.
Right?
Question is, how old is too old to go to the club?
That's another good point.
Okay.
That is a great question. We've got some old people, especially undercover police officers, going to the club to bust up that drug ring, Dylan. They would stick out like a sore thumb at these clubs.
Because they're so old?
Yes.
Mm. I don't know. How
and there's no line. Why do they not wait in line? I want to see a movie where they're going to the club, but the whole movie is them just waiting in line.
That can't be a good movie, Pepper.
Because they can't flash their badge to get in.
They can make a whole movie out of that.
Because they're undercover. They could make a whole movie out of that.
Who's watching that? I might. I get mad in lineups. I would relate to it. The bouncers and people getting in ahead of you. Like,
you
why
still
did they
hate
get in?
Bouncers?
Oh, bouncers are so mean. It's been years, Robbie.
They
especially
are
mean.
If you have to go outside to take a phone call and you got to wait in that line to get back in. Oh, boy.
Oh, you got to get the stamp before you go out.
Oh, the stamp.
Make sure you get the stamp. Don't mess this up.
Yeah. And have you ever got, we're in overtime here, Dylan.
That's fine.
Bonus, extra time here.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever or do you know anyone who actually keeps their keys in the sun visor?
Yes.
No, you don't.
My dad's friend did.
Really?
Yeah.
Every car in a movie that somebody's trying to steal, the keys are in the sun visor.
It does seem convenient.
Or everybody has been trained in hot wiring.
Very
movies
quickly.
Make hot wiring look so simple.
It
is
really
it that
does.
Simple to hotwire a car? I look at Robbie.
I don't know how to do it, but yeah. I bet you.
Is it that simple?
Maybe the older cars. They must have protections
it just,
nowadays.
It seems like everybody knows what to do. Like just pull out the panel and touch those two wires together.
Yeah.
You know what would happen? I can't even replace a headlight fuse. You know what would happen if I ripped that thing open? I mean, oh God,
well,
what did I do?
Most people would have the scenario you would have.
Right.
I would imagine.
Would know what to do. All
no.
these wires down there.
It'd be very tough.
And then
I
you flip
think.
Open, and it's always then you flip open the sun visor. No, darn, the keys are there. That means they're not even locking their car.
It's true. These are all fake
things. I'm on to you, movies.
So, can you enjoy a movie, or you just spend too much time finding all the flaws?
I had such a great time watching movies this weekend.
Okay,
but
good.
In the back of my head, I'm like, come on now.
You're just pointing out
no one ever
the
finishes a meal either. Ever notice that?
Mm.
Yeah.
Say that again.
No one ever finishes a meal.
Mm.
You never see somebody push away and go, oof, I am stuffed.
Is the whole time you're in bed with your fiance,
yes,
is this the conversation?
Yes, no. Yes, yes.
What a lucky
it
girl.
It gets a little annoying, I know.
Pepper and Dylan. Only on KISS.
Who's this, Robbie?
This is Steph.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Steph has a question?
Yeah.
What is it?
Sad one.
What is it?
I was just wondering about Biff the Bulldog of an update.
He's doing well.
Okay, good, because you posted the picture on Instagram, and then KISS posted, like, is this the last time we've seen Biff the Bulldog?
What? Who
so
did
like,
that?
Oh, no.
Who did that? Robbie, did you do that?
That's Robbie.
Robbie's got this. He's convinced that the two things that will lead to Instagram virility would be Dylan's bare bottom and a dead dog. He thinks dead dogs are the key to likes and follows and shares.
It is.
He might not be wrong, though.
Well, I posted that picture of Biff and I having an intimate moment, you see. We had a little snuggle and a kiss yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we caught the picture, so I posted it on Instagram. And you might, yeah, you're right. It's Robbie. A lot of people like to comment and be like, "Oh my God, is Biff okay?" My ex-wife's in Hawaii right now, and she messaged me. She's like, "Is Biff okay? Did something happen?" I was like, "No, just yeah, we had a good cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay." I think this vet was full of beans. He's better than he's been. We took him off his meds, Dylan.
Why?
Because that was the vet. The vet said, let's take him off his meds. His heart will speed up, which isn't great, but he'll have more energy. He won't mm-hmm. be as lethargic. And he's like he was. It's like he's supposed to be.
Okay.
He just gets tired awful quick.
Yeah. I would say that he's going to die soon.
Okay.
Unfortunately. But it's a vet knows better than Pepper.
It will ultimately happen, eventually.
Right?
Don't know when. Don't know. Well, we know how. His heart will give out. That's kind of the thing. They said weeks or months. It's been, what, 2 weeks? That's weeks.
That's true.
He's made it. Dylan and Robbie are asking me if I'll cry when the day ultimately happens.
Right, because you know and you've been preparing and planning for it for quite some time. And
right.
You haven't known this thing your entire life.
Right, but when I said yes, you seem genuinely shocked by the fact that I would cry.
Yeah, I just, with all the crying you do on a regular basis, I just don't know how this fits in.
It's been a while since I've had a good cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
It has, and I think it'll be one of those ones. Have you ever had to put a pet down, Stephanie?
Yeah, so I've had to put two pets down. One was from old age, and another one, well, I guess she passed on her own with a heart attack, and I took days off of work.
It's sad,
for those
right?
ones.
Yeah.
It was so sad, but I mean, when you know it's coming, it's a little bit easier than an unexpected passing.
Yeah, he's lulling us into this false sense of security right now.
Right.
By being just so happy and normal right now,
mm-hmm.
knowing that it could happen. It could happen at any moment. Like, every time I see him sleeping, and he's a bulldog, that's 28 hours of the day, Dylan.
Oh, sure.
Anytime I see him sleeping, I have to check to see if he's breathing.
Like, you got
to
come home, and he might just be lying there,
yeah.
and you got to figure out how to bury him in the
yeah.
back.
Exactly. I've got to look.
Lift that thing.
Thank God he snores so loud, but, like, yeah, he's back to greeting us at the door when we get home.
There you go.
And then annoying us when he wants to play fetch.
No, you remember you said you'd play fetch.
I know,
as long as he's alive.
I know, I'm trying to enjoy those moments that, you know, I don't want him to die and then regret those moments when I was like, Biff!
Right.
Biff, stop it! Biff! Biff, don't Biff! Stop barking! I just constantly, Dylan.
Yeah.
So now I'm letting him bark in the backyard.
Let
him do his thing. He's sleeping on the bed. Whatever.
Don't make the neighbors mad because you love your dog.
When you let a dog, you know this, Steph, when you let a dog eat whatever it wants, man, does it fart.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a stinky dog.
Water your eyes, Dylan.
Little dog.
Let him eat whatever he wants. Yeah, stinkers. Really spoiling him. He's still alive and kicking, Steph. Still
good.
Alive.
I'm so glad to hear.
Okay. Love you. Thank you, Steph.
Love you.
See
bye.
Later, Dylan. So you're saying sometime in March, Dylan, you've moved your prediction?
Well, I don't want him to die. Like, that's not what I'm sitting here, but yeah,
actually,
probably.
You said April 1st, right? You said April
yes.
Fool's Day will be the day.
That's,
all right.
That's my current guess.
That would be weeks and months.
I think he can make it there. I hope he doesn't die for your fiance's sake, not for yours.
Well, for the life of me, I can't understand why the whole fetch game the dogs play. They want me to throw it. They want to chase it.
Yes.
They like bringing it back, but they hate dropping it.
Because they don't know what's going
to
happen.
There are four important components to the game of fetch. Why do all dogs know three of them?
No, I'm going to defend dogs here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I rarely do.
Okay, yeah.
But the dog has no idea when fetch is going to end.
Right.
Like, there is no communication that it's understanding. So at any moment, that could be the end of fetch.
Like, I'm taking the ball away?
Right.
So he's like, oh, I don't want it to stay.
Right. Like, I don't know. Are we going to end? Are we not ending? Like, oh, man. Okay, he's throwing it again. Yeah, he's throwing it again.
Okay, I'll bring it back, but I don't want to.
Right? Like, it's hard for a dog, I imagine.
He's got to look you in the eyes and try and see. Does he have one more throw in him?
Yeah. He's got to see how tired
I've got one more fetch in me. What are we doing here?
It's very, very cute.
You two-legged thing.
They've
got no problem running, no problem picking it up, no problem bringing it back. But when it comes time to do it all over again, which is what they're begging to do.
Right.
There it is. They don't understand the whole, oh, here you go. Oh, you need that?
Well, we all know Biff's not the smartest.
Oh, he's dumb.
Of dogs.
Oh, he's dumb as a sack of concrete.
Right?
Yeah.
He's cute, but that's about it. It's all you're getting out of Biff.
Still alive, still kicking.
Okay,
in fact,
well, that's good to know.
Doing better than he was even a week ago. So, all right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
When you get home today, take the Pepper and Dylan vow. Who wants to take the Pepper and Dylan vow? I want to hold people accountable to this. Because I don't think anybody's done it recently. And I need somebody to vow to do it and share their experience with us.
What is it?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you ready? What did I call it? The Pepper and Dylan vow? The Pepper and Dylan pledge? Is that what we're doing here? Are you ready? You ready to take the Pepper and Dylan pledge here?
I guess so.
Okay, what's your name?
Miranda.
Miranda?
Yeah.
Okay, Miranda. Are you ready?
I think so.
Are you driving right now?
I sure am.
This is going to be a problem. Is it automatic or a manual transmission?
Automatic.
All right, are you on speakerphone or are you holding the phone to your ear? That's illegal, you know.
Well, I can add it to my car. Hold on.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. Now you're in my car.
Okay. Yeah. If you can and only if it's safe to, please, Miranda, raise your right hand.
Okay.
And repeat after me. Okay. I'm Miranda. Insert last name.
Grant.
I'm Miranda Grant. There you go. Do solemnly swear. That upon... What time are you off work today there, Miranda?
5 o'clock.
That upon arrival home today. Regardless of my chaotic and hectic schedule this evening.
What's wrong?
Regardless of my chaotic and hectic schedule this evening.
She said that same thing.
It's backwards, Dylan.
Chaotic and hectic schedule?
We'll spend the 12 to 15 minutes necessary.
Oh, boy. 12 to 15 minutes is a lot.
We'll spend the 12 to 15 minutes necessary.
To pull my dryer in my laundry room. Back from the wall. And vacuum behind it.
No. And vacuum behind it.
Why?
Thank you, Miranda.
That seems like a pain.
It will blow your mind what's back there. Miranda, last time you did it.
Never.
There it is.
I live with my father-in-law.
That's it. Yes.
2021 for me.
Right? It's been a while.
When I painted.
When I got a new dryer was the last time I did it.
Does the hose let you do that? Is there like a...
Yeah, there's a little bit of leeway. Yeah, you can pull it. Now, it's a squeeze. It's a toy squeeze back there. And you may need to broom first, then vacuum. Oh, I suggest go and vacuum. And if you're up to it and you have extra... Are you busy today? You got that chaotic, hectic schedule you mentioned.
I got nothing going.
You got nothing? Okay, good. Then, you know, take that hose off. Suck out all the mutts that's in that hose, too.
Oh, wow.
The reason I had a hose clog, Dylan.
Yeah.
And that's really bad, apparently. I couldn't figure out why my clothes
were getting... That's how fire
started. They were getting hot, but they weren't drying. So yeah. I had to suck that out, and I pulled the dryer from the wall. Holy mackerel. By the way, found some socks.
Yes. That's where the missing socks go.
A couple hair elastics back there. Found an old cat toy. What else I find there? A bunch of kibble? There was a granola bar wrapper back there.
Did you know you have to take the back of your dryer and clean it back off of your dryer and clean it out as well? I didn't know that.
I did the hose. I didn't know you take the whole bag. So, Miranda, you going to do that?
I can do the hose and pull it out, but I can't take apart the dryer. I will mess up.
No, don't do that. Come on. That's crazy talk. Just vacuum back there. It'll blow your mind. You might. I don't want to put it out there. You might stumble across a couple bucks, too. Maybe a loony or a quarter back there. Who knows what's back there until you pull it out?
This is nice.
As long as there's no spiders, I'm good.
There you go.
All right. Boys.
Love you, Miranda. Thank you for taking the Pepper and Dylan pledge. Everybody else take it. Dylan, you going to take that pledge?
Yeah, I will. Trust me,
pull that sucker back. Look back there. Blow your mind.
I don't know if we got to do it today.
A few dish rags back there. I don't know. What am I doing when I'm doing my laundry? How's everything flopping all over the place?
Now you got to be more careful. If anything, I need to do my stove and my fridge.
Oh, under the fridge.
Less likely to catch on fire.
There's more food under the fridge than there is in the fridge.
There might be.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just exaggerating.
You ever took a peek under your bed there?
You're exaggerating. There's not.
Well, my bed is...
There's more food under the fridge.
There's more food in the fridge.
No.
Yeah,
you ever pull the drawers out of your fridge? Like the crisper drawers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See what's in there underneath?
Yeah. A lot to look out for, hey?
Owning
a home. It's a pain.
It is a pain.
It really is.
My dog has this, heart disease, but also
it's
have...
He's not dead
these,
yet?
These chew, no, he's still doing fine. Has these chew toys. And we, in our complete and total idiocy, have a couch that doesn't go right to the ground. So every, roughly...
maybe 500-600 times a day, his favorite toy of the moment will roll under the couch and he'll jam his face under there and just start howling because, well, I need to drop what I'm doing to get his damn chew toy from underneath the couch, even though he's got 11 of them right behind him.
Aww.
So I'll look under that. You ever looked under your couch?
Yeah.
Dear God.
It's, you know what it sounded
living
like?
Living in squalor.
It sounds like you just don't clean much.
I thought I did. It's those little areas you don't think of. Holy mackerel. Yeah.
Text message says, yes. We had been in our house a little over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled out the dryer. My wife found a pair of black thong underwear that happened to belong to the previous owner.
That's a trouble starter.
That was a long conversation, apparently.
A trouble starter.
You don't want that.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that could be a thing.
Oh, my God.
Clean up when you move in.
That's a good idea.
You pull anything back from where it is, and it's just a land of dust bunnies and weird things. I guarantee you, if you pull every piece of appliance.
With the painting,
oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
I've been painting the house.
If you pull
Encore painting. What a painting company.
Every piece of furniture or appliance away from your wall, guaranteed somewhere in your house at one point you'll go, oh, there's where it is.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might want to talk to Rachel. I called her on line one.
Okay, what's up, Rachel?
She says it's her every day.
Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel, what's going on with Rachel?
She's a cleaner. This is you every day at houses?
Yes, every day.
What is the grossest?
Yes.
People that don't somewhat clean their toilets before we come.
Yeah, I can't.
A lot.
But if you're coming, what are we cleaning for?
You can't ask somebody to do that. There's a line.
That's the whole thing.
You can just wipe
clean.
You can wipe off the globs.
How many?
It's pretty bad sometimes.
How many clients do you have, Rachel?
Probably about 50.
50 clients. Holy okay, so you're doing 50 houses. What percentage of those 50 houses that you visit do you believe do a little bit of cleaning and tidying before you arrive?
Maybe like 5% of them.
Oh, that's it. Wow. I thought that was a real thing. Like, oh, God, we can't let the housekeeper see our house like this. We've got to clean it up before they get here.
Yeah.
Right?
We do a lot of pickup. For sure, some
okay.
of them.
Okay.
Do you get to keep what you find?
Yes, good.
No.
Another good question.
What do you mean you get to keep what you're... Like, you can't go into someone's house and take stuff.
They don't know what's back there.
Come on, if you pull a dryer out and there's a $5 bill back there, you're taking it, right?
No.
Oh, the honesty. Get out of here, really?
Yes.
Shouldn't be stealing. That's not
no,
good.
No, but it's a long lost by that point.
Yeah. Sometimes, if we return stuff back, sometimes every once in a while we'll get a tip.
That's true, right? Maybe they're hiding it there to see if you're truly honest.
Right?
You never
That's
know.
Good,
right?
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Andrea is saying this. Andrea is also a cleaner. She says some clients don't even flush before you come to clean.
No, yeah, that's true.
What?
That could be an accident. You could forget.
Sometimes. When you're scrolling too long.
Getting to flush? I don't know.
Yeah,
lots of cleaners weighing in.
All right, so you pull if you pull an appliance back, you'll definitely see some stuff, right?
Like, yeah.
It's a wild time back there. Okay.
There's a whole lot of laying on floors, on our stomachs, trying to clean underneath couches.
Good for you guys. You guys sound great.
That was menacing.
We do all of St. Albert. We do Edmonton area, Spruce Grove, Morinville.
Sounds like she's, Dylan, we should probably identify what we is.
Mm-hmm.
Not just what? We. What's the name of the company?
Amethyst Cleaning.
Amethyst Cleaning. Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rachel.
Yeah.
This says Love I'm a house a cleaner morning, and snot rockets in the shower.
No.
This also comes from Pepper's cleaner. It says
what?
In what? Brackets?
No, it's not
Pepper.
We don't do that at our house.
Well, why is she saying that?
I can't
that?
Do that. It is my fiance's number one ick. Is a snot rocket. It's her number one. I know that's her number. I would never
Good
do that.
Morning. Let's not talk about it.
Why you brought it up?
I'm just saying.
I never would do that.
Oh, I don't want this yogurt anymore.
Sorry, Robbie. I didn't mean to take it there. Okay, pull your dryer back. Look behind your dryer. Clean it out back there. Might surprise you in just the level of squalor and filth you live.
Guess so.
And if you're feeling really up to it, because it could be a motivator, like you said, Robbie, next thing you know, you're pulling out that drawer of the oven, which still blows my mind that that's to keep food warm and not to put your cookie sheets, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you want to tackle the fridge and vacuuming out that little thing that's underneath the fridge where the wheels are, good luck
to you.
That's
hard to do, yeah.
Oh, man. Have you had, while you're having your house painted and pulling away all these furniture and all the appliances, have you had a, oh my God, that's where it went moment yet?
We haven't found anything.
You haven't found a laptop back there or anything? No.
Okay, oh, here we got a text. Lived in a place for 5 years. Mm-hmm. When I moved out, cleaned behind the stove and found the wallet I lost 3 years ago.
Wow.
You found your wallet.
How does it end up behind the stove?
It is weird.
Found a lot of dust, though. I'll tell you that.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I brought in a tube of toothpaste for Dylan's girlfriend because Dylan says she likes a different kind of toothpaste than he does. He's more the traditional, what, Crest kind of guy? You strike me as a Crest guy. So I got that for her because you say she doesn't like just your run-of-the-mill everyday toothpaste. You guys use different toothpaste. Not a lot of couples. 917-917, are you in a coupling and do you use the same toothpaste or do you each have a different toothpaste?
Oh, I think most people would have different, no?
I don't know.
You grow up with your toothpaste. That's a hard thing to just change on a whim.
Like, Robbie, when your girlfriend spends the night, does she just use your toothpaste? Or is she at a point where she brings her own toothpaste?
What does she use? Yeah, I don't think she's loyal to any brand.
Okay, so she'll just grab your tube when she's spending the night?
She brings her little pack, so it might have her toothpaste in there. But I think
she's bringing her own toothpaste when she spends the night at your house.
She brings like because women have so many things.
Okay,
it's got face wash.
But I would
things.
Never include toothpaste if I was going to stay at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. I would just assume that they've got toothpaste there, and I would use that.
And she's more than welcome to use it.
I bring my own everywhere.
You bring your own toothpaste,
even if I'm going to my parents' house. I bring toothpaste.
You really?
Oh yeah.
It's kind of You can't assume you can just use their things.
Just assume that it's there. Toothpaste is for everybody, isn't it?
No, God, no. Really?
You would bring your own toothpaste to your parents' house?
Yeah.
Going there for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Always. I don't know what kind of toothpaste they're rolling with.
But you know they have some, right?
Well, in their bathroom.
Yeah.
Their own personal tube.
I don't go through their toothpaste drawer. That's weird.
Really?
So we'd have to go into their ensuite and grab their toothpaste?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Is that you just walk wherever you want in your parents' house? Yeah,
Robbie, can you call Amanda? I don't understand this stance that Amanda's got, but it looks like Amanda's more common than I might think.
I can't
call out from the stupid phone over here, Dylan.
Anyway,
okay, this is Amanda?
Amanda.
Yep. Amanda? Yep. Okay, so your stance on toothpaste is interesting to me, and I don't know if this is more common or not. What's your toothpaste stance, Amanda?
My stance is you bring your own toothpaste. Okay. Nobody else washes their toothpaste. Nobody cleans it after. Everybody uses community toothpaste. Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like my own toothpaste.
Because their toothpaste?
It's because the tip of the toothpaste tube touches your brush.
Exactly.
And some people are pretty gross with their toothpaste.
Well, some people are pretty gross with their teeth.
I agree with both. I some people are like, the way that they squeeze the toothpaste is annoying to some degree. Like,
it's everywhere. It's all over. It's hard around the edges. Like, who wants to, if I want to go brush my teeth, I don't want to go see someone else's hard toothpaste that they've tried to squeeze out before. Go back on my toothbrush.
100%. What the hell are people doing to their tube of toothpaste that it's like this?
You got it like the little piece comes out and then it goes back in sometimes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you have
it's not sriracha
it
sauce,
right,
Dylan.
Yeah. You don't set it up on the lid because then it automatically squeezes out that tube sometimes. So you got to sit it up the right way.
And you don't like the idea of the tip of the toothpaste tube rubbing across somebody else's brush.
That's right.
Like that's where all the illness and disease is going to come from is that little.
That's crossing the line.
Okay. So are you in a relationship, Amanda?
I am, yes.
Do you live together?
Yes, we do.
You each have your own toothpastes?
Yes, we do. And my son has his own.
Yeah. That's I just kind of go by the rule of one tube for every bathroom.
Yeah, no. And we all kind of prefer different. I like a paste over a gel.
Okay.
He doesn't care. Right. And my son likes a kid's one.
Okay, sure. Right. The kid's one is fine, right?
Yeah.
But if he doesn't care, why is he not? But because you say, hey, one thing's for certain. We can live together. That's totally fine. But you aren't going near my toothpaste. Was that a rule?
That's right. It's like sharing a toothbrush. Gross. We have enough.
It's not nearly like sharing a toothbrush.
It's kind of the start of it.
If you're with somebody and enough to spend the night with you, odds are you could probably share a toothbrush. Could you not?
fine.
So you have never...
their germs and bacteria are going on my teeth.
You have never shared your toothbrush with your partner?
No.
Not
I
once?
I don't share toothbrush, nope.
Would you share deodorant?
I have.
But you wouldn't share a tooth...
It's different. It's in my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you share a bar of soap?
No, we don't share a bar of soap. He uses body wash. I use bar soap.
Okay. Very good.
Good.
Right, you've got it all set up nicely over there. Okay. You've got a real hands-off situation. All right. Love
we
you.
We sure do. Love
Thank you.
Bye.
Amanda. See you later. Okay. What do we have? What are we dealing with now?
Justin is making a good point.
Okay.
He says, you said no one can use your washing machine if they stay over.
Yeah, but they can go to your bathroom and use your toothpaste?
Yeah.
They can't go into my bathroom. They can say, hey, can I use your toothpaste? But I would have a tube of toothpaste in every bathroom.
At $20 to a tube, you're putting it in every bathroom strangers?
I'm going
to
put the other stuff in the other
bathroom.
Yeah,
see? No one's using your toothpaste then. Yeah.
My rule with the washing machine, by the way, is, Robbie, you don't come to my house and then before you go home from your little vacation at my house, hey, can I do a quick load before I leave? I'm not your laundromat when you come and hang out with me, okay?
But you're their dentist.
Text message says, wait, you share toothpaste? Another one says, my husband and I have our own tubes of toothpaste that comes from Ashley.
I am shocked. This is almost as shocking if we're going to talk about oral hygiene. This is almost as shocking as years ago when my ex-girlfriend at the time, when she stayed over and I bought her a toothbrush head for the power toothbrush that I have.
Yeah.
And you guys all thought that was disgusting.
It can be.
You change the head out. It's the same power
handle.
There's
a lot of dripping that comes down.
I could not believe that I lost that one. And I'm sharing a bottle of toothpaste
Patricia
as well.
Patricia says, your caller is right. Everyone gets their own tube of toothpaste.
I am shocked today on this. I thought a family used the same toothpaste.
Yeah, no, we never grew up that way. I never went that way anymore.
Okay. Did your mom and dad have different toothpastes?
Oh yeah, they have different bathrooms.
What?
My mom and dad have different bathrooms.
Well, they have different bedrooms.
Yeah, all of it. They have different bedrooms and different bathrooms. Yeah.
The dad snores.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why do they have a different bathroom?
Well, one's the ensuite and one's just right next to my mom's bedroom.
Okay.
Yes, they don't share anything.
Okay, this is a window into different lives and different upbringings, I guess. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Ewan texts in. Thank you, Ewan, for sending this. He texts in the only time in his household or in his opinion that it is acceptable for different people in a household to have a different tube of toothpaste, or at least each bathroom to have a different tube of toothpaste, and that's if your partner chooses cinnamon toothpaste.
What? That's why it's
wrong. Amen, Ewan. Cinnamon toothpaste. Where did you come from and go back there now?
You have lavender lemon.
Lavender lemon. That sounds like something I'd like to put on my teeth.
People like cinnamon, man.
Crest with Scope. That sounds like something I'd like to scrub my teeth on. Cinnamon?
Yeah.
It's too much.
Too much, right?
Yeah. And
burns,
I love cinnamon hearts.
Hurts.
Like, I do love cinnamon, but not toothpaste.
Okay. Definitely not on toothpaste. I couldn't walk around with a freshly brushed mouth if it was freshly brushed with cinnamon.
Why?
Because I'd constantly be trying to water that down. That's a sting.
That's not for you,
That's
hey?
A sting that no. stays. So, yeah. What's next? Jalapeno-flavored toothpaste?
Maybe, if it was good for you.
Who's this, Robbie?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. What's Chelsea have to say?
Chelsea's frugal.
Okay. What's up, Chelsea?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I personally live with 5 people.
Yeah.
I can't afford that much toothpaste.
Yeah.
One tube.
Yeah. Not only. Yes, exactly. We didn't even blow the dust off of that conversation, Dylan, especially you, somebody so frugal. You'd think that you'd just have one community toothpaste for the whole household.
I would like to point out to both of you, who logic has seemed to escape you.
Yes.
That it really doesn't matter if you're sharing the tube or if you have 4 or 5 tubes, the same amount of toothpaste gets used.
That's right. It's just a big front-end investment.
That's it. It's not like having a bunch of people use it at the same time. It's less use.
Go ahead. Yes.
Well, who in the house has to buy it? Like, is there a set person? Because if I am, I'm not buying five tubes for everybody.
That's a lot of tubes.
Captain of the groceries generally buys it.
Who's the captain of the groceries?
Well, whoever does the grocery.
Oh, it's an assigned thing from time to time. Okay.
Well, I don't know who. It depends who's in the house. Like, if they're adults, you don't buy it for them. If there's kids, you got to buy it for them.
So wait. Yes. Okay. So hold on a second. Hang on. So if your girlfriend runs out of toothpaste, she's on her own to replace the toothpaste?
Yeah.
Or at least remind you to pick up a tube of toothpaste?
I don't even know what kind she likes. And she, I don't think she knows what kind she likes.
Right.
I think she's got to go and look at them all. So
she's
got to
browse the
Yeah. Like, I'm not responsible for her toothpaste. No.
So if you were out and be like, hey, I'm just stopping at a couple places. You need anything? She says, oh, yeah, I'm out of toothpaste. Can you pick it up?
I'd have to send a picture and she'd have to pick one out of the lineup.
It would be, or vice versa. You would have to do the same thing. You would go to the aisle and send the picture.
Yeah, I would have
to. That one right there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just wouldn't automatically know. See, that's the other thing. I would know, like, okay, this is the toothpaste that the family uses. I'm the provider of all the toothpaste.
Do you know that your family likes it, or are they just saying it because they're in a prison?
Seems to be very popular. I don't think the children like it, because I don't think they're at the age where they don't like brushing their teeth very much. I don't even know if they do, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're stepkids, Dylan. Not my job.
No, it is part of your job.
My job to make sure they brush their teeth. Oh, I went through my two kids with reminding them to brush the teeth.
I think it's still part. Okay. Yeah. No. Good.
I agree with you. That sounds like a pretty lavish lifestyle to go ahead and be buying everybody a tube of toothpaste. Right?
They're a bit. Did you not hear my five for $25?
One family tube of toothpaste.
I can get five for the price you get one.
So you say you've got five people in the house. You've got you, I'm assuming your husband, is that right?
Chelsea?
Chelsea?
Oh, yeah.
You've got you, your husband, and three kids? Is that that's the setup you've got over there?
No, I'm actually with my family.
Oh, okay. You stay with your whole family, and there's just one tube for all.
Trying to save money.
There's one tube for all five of
them.
Okay, that's it. That's very smart. But like Dylan says, you're all using the same amount, no matter what tube it comes from.
It really doesn't
matter. Never looked at it that way. Thank you, Chelsea. Love you.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Bye. Great morning. Yeah, I never looked at it that way, Dylan.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. It doesn't make any difference.
Have you been monitoring the pace of your toothpaste use? Like, when you run out, does she run out, or is it completely different?
Why would I know? And or care?
I don't know.
That's the weirdest thing to take up space. What? I'm mad at you for that.
Why? I don't know if you guys... I don't know. I don't live in a household where we each have different toothpaste.
And I look over and watch how much toothpaste
she
has.
But if you think about it, should she and you... Should you not be using the same amount
every
time?
No, I brush my teeth way more.
Okay. Okay. So you're at least a third faster than her because you're doing it at least one more time than she is
today? Two more times. I brush in the morning.
So you go through twice as much toothpaste as she does.
Yeah, I brush in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Then I brush before my nap, when I brush when I get up from my nap, then I brush before bed.
Wow, your teeth are running your life.
I'm four times a brush a day.
You got to skip one or two just to remind them who's boss, Dylan.
That's a weird thing.
They're going to be making those demands.
I don't know about that.
Pepper and Dylan.
Only on KISS.
It's Random Question Day.
Hey. So I ran a couple errands today. I'm just going to ask this random question. Because I truly want to know.
You ran a couple or you're running?
I ran a couple errands. I didn't. I walked a couple errands. I slothed a couple errands yesterday.
Okay. Yes.
And I want to know, and I don't know the answer, and I don't know if anybody's even noticed this or asked this before, but when they're planning, you know, at the, I guess, the drafting, the architectural blueprint phase of a retail space, a shopping mall, a shopping center, a large store, anything like that, do they put any thought into which bathroom should come first in the hallway? The ladies' bathroom or the men's bathroom?
I think generally it's the ladies.
Is it generally?
I think so.
Because I was in two places yesterday. The men's bathroom was furthest down the hallway in one, and then the ladies' bathroom was furthest down the hallway in the other one.
Oh. Mm.
And then I started thinking, I'm like, well, who's in more of an emergency? Because that's how they had to have designed it, right? They're like, which gender has a harder time holding it? Who's more prone to accidents where every step matters? Men or women?
But is it who wants more privacy?
That could be another one. Or was it, doesn't matter at all. Just the bathrooms go where the bathrooms go and they decide just randomly.
That's a good question.
Right.
I always thought women who have given birth had a hard time holding their pee.
Right.
True. So maybe they are more prone to accidents.
So the women's bathroom should be first down the hallway of public restrooms?
But I don't know. I don't know if that's a true statement.
Okay.
I've just heard that. But then there's also guys like Pepper who...
Yeah, I can't hold it for a second. You better put it by the entrance of the mall. The women's bathroom is further away. It's more of a safety feature, right?
Are you sure it's not just...
don't know if it's random or not.
Or alphabetical?
I don't know.
It's either alphabetical or reverse alphabetical.
Because one place had it one way, another place had it another way, so there's clearly not a rule in place. But do they even think about it at all? Or is it just a last-minute, spur-of-the-moment decision? Like, I don't know. Make that the women's, make that the men.
I was also going to say, men, this is also a generalization. Okay. Men tend to be smellier.
Okay.
So you want them further away from the public. But then I also think back to when growing up with three sisters.
Right.
And their bathrooms were a disaster.
Right, very messy. Right.
So, it's a good question.
To Caroline, I thought of this yesterday, Caroline. She messaged, she's always thought about this too. Maybe it's a safety thing. Or maybe that's her being paranoid. It's safest when you're the first bathroom in because you can go in right away and dodge the mugger that's chasing you.
Oh, right.
I don't know. But wouldn't it be better if you were further away because then the man has to make a choice and go to the bathroom? If he passes the man's bathroom, then you know there's problems. It's that whole getting on an elevator thing.
Yeah.
A man should always press the floor first.
Hmm.
If there's a man and a woman on an elevator, women always think that it's on the man to press what floor he's going to before the woman does it.
Oh.
So is the bathroom the same thing? Is it a safety concern? And
possibly.
Then is one of the places I was at yesterday doesn't care about people's safety? How deep do they have this conversation is what I'm wondering. Is this the deepest it's ever happened?
This might be.
Or do they sit around when they're making the blueprint to the public space and go like, okay, well, on one hand, we could put the women's bathroom first and then the man's bathroom second, but then we've got this. And then somebody says, well, what about this? And the other way. And then everybody gives the reason and then they decide. Or is it just left up to the person doing the blueprints at the time? Dylan?
There's so many questions.
Yes.
But I would say that generally speaking, they would probably put the women's first unless the blueprint just didn't
calls
allow for
something else. Okay. Yeah. Unless they weren't thinking and didn't put any thought into it.
Well,
design is women's bathroom first, men's bathroom second down the hallway.
Cole the plumber.
Okay.
He says,
this is some credibility. Yes.
I work with mechanical engineers. They don't plan. They just put bathroom genders at random.
Okay.
Really?
And then they tell you, I don't know, put the urinals in one of the rooms and then make the other one the female one.
But then there's also the establishments with the all-gender bathrooms.
Right.
So that would be easier.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Well, this is why I like this new trend of they're just rooms with toilets in them. And right. You lock yourself in there and everything's fine and it doesn't matter what one you go into.
Right.
I also noticed at St. Albert Center that it went female handicapped bathroom.
Yeah.
And then male. Shouldn't of all the bathrooms, the handicapped one be first?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or closest. He's at least.
Yeah. They're in their wheelchair or whatever it has. It's going to take them more time. Don't let them go all the way to the end of the hall. Or is their wheelchair taking up so much space that they got to go all the way to the end? I don't know, Dylan.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know if anybody's ever thought about it beyond me just thinking about it yesterday and obsessing over it to this fact. Because, you know, Dylan, I tend to be a little more obsessive about things.
That does happen with you. I don't think anyone's thought about it as much as you, including the engineers.
Okay, because it ate me up a lot all day yesterday.
Jared makes makes a good point.
Yes.
Kind of like which gender would most likely have a lineup?
Oh, the women's bathroom most likely.
So you'd want that further down so the lineup doesn't come out into the store.
Makes sense.
Good point.
Right? But then when you look at, I'm trying to think of even at like Roger's Place.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the women's have the longest.
Longest lines?
I think,
By a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if it's further down, then the line is perhaps blocking the entrance to the male's bathroom. So you'd want the male bathroom further away so there's more access to the doorway not blocked off by the line from the women. See, Dylan, there's no right or wrong answer to this.
This is maybe
a lot to think about.
Wow.
Maybe perhaps this is just too much thought.
It's just too much for too early in the morning and you can't handle this right now. Okay, I wasn't sure.
Not that I can't handle it right now.
Yeah.
It's maybe too much thought given to it in general.
Okay, spread it out a little more. Yeah, give some thoughts to some other things and not necessarily all the thought to one thing like this. Is it too much? Yeah. I'm giving way too much thought to this. Yeah. Robbie, you seem engaged in this and thinking about it.
Well, I always like thinking about stuff.
Yeah, who doesn't, right?
But this one
we're all here thinking about it. It's just I think you're thinking about it too much.
Okay. What is the right amount?
That you're
3 minutes
done.
Ago?
Yeah, you're done.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Andrea has perhaps an even better question than the original question.
Okay.
Of do they put any thought when designing, you know, a shopping center or a mall or whatever on which bathroom should be first in the hallway? Should it be the women's bathroom or the men's bathroom? Sounds like they don't put any thought into it. It's random. Andrea, your question blows my question out of the water.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What side of the bathroom do they put the men's and the women's stalls? Like when you're going at airports and stuff?
Yes.
What do you mean?
So like a bathroom at an airport, most commonly in an airport, you kind of see them, and they're becoming more and more popular, where the entrance is shared. It's a shared entrance. To the left is one, to the right is the other.
Mm.
How do they decide who's to the right and who's to the left? Does any thought go into that?
Hmm. Probably no. I'm going to say no.
None? They just randomly, it's like, I don't know, pick whatever. Just get it done by Tuesday. Like one of those?
Yeah, likely. But I don't know, because but that's my guess.
They're likely to be mirror images of one another in size and piping, correct?
To a degree, but they're going to have more stalls in the women's.
But the common thought being that, a woman's bathroom should have more stalls. So if it's a bigger room, it should be the women's bathroom. But if they're the exact same size, to the right or to the left?
But are they going to be the exact same size? Because there's going to be things beside it. I don't know if they're going to be, right?
You don't know. What is it at the airport? Do we know? Do we know, Andrea?
We don't. I've accidentally almost walked into a couple of women's bathrooms before.
If I
have it, I go right or left from the past experience, and I end up peeing in the women's bathroom.
Yep, I've been there.
What?
Yep.
If they don't have it well marked, the signage, Dylan,
the signage
says men and women, and you're looking at your phone, you turn the wrong way, bam, you're peeing in the wrong bathroom.
Mm.
You're right, Andrea. I don't know. There should be.
Or if you're dyslexic a little bit,
right.
The M and the W upside down.
Yeah, could be like, well,
I don't know.
There should be what, like a sign?
of some sort, yes.
They should be blue and red.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, who would be blue and who would be red?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. All right. See you later. Good morning.
Smart.
There isn't a social standard to that, right? We don't just know that. That isn't, we know fast cars on the left, slow cars on the right. Well, do we?
No.
All right, we know which direction you go, what side you're on in traffic, right? There are some directions we always know.
Okay.
We don't know that one.
That's a good question.
Is it, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm enamored with this now.
Robbie, are you
somebody
still
has to make the decision. Somewhere on the chain of command, somebody needs to decide. Needs to make
you know
the
who
call.
That somebody isn't? Mm. You?
I know, but I want to know who it is and what went through. Okay, fine.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
There we go.
His doctor said there's a real possibility Dylan could just drop dead. He'll be on his deathbed if he doesn't tread a healthy road ahead. So we gotta save Dylan's life. Don't be delivering him any chicken nuggets. We gotta save Dylan's life. We gotta help him before he kicks the bucket.
So, if you're hearing that and you're like, I remember that from 2024 in November, December when we were saving Dylan's life. He sounds alive to me. Didn't we win? Didn't we succeed?
Right.
Kinda. He got his cholesterol down to a place where the doctor didn't even have to call him. He got his blood work done. Doctor didn't call him. Hey, he's good. And then he kind of said, all right, done. What's next in life?
What can I take on now?
And what was next in life was an entire pan of Nanaimo bars from Costco and a hot dog from Costco the other day. Although you did share one hot dog, so you are showing some...
Right?
Some of the discipline has stuck.
Now, my girlfriend, she only had two bites, but that's two less bites for me.
Oh, okay. So, but Dylan admitted, I've kind of let things go a little bit since I got the blood work done. So, being the ultimate award-winning best friend that I am here for you.
Award-winning?
Robbie, we have said that. We brought this treadmill in. We said, whatever you need from us to get you healthy again, we will do. Little did I know that that would put me in the position of also having to work out.
Yes, but you're doing it. You're taking one for the team.
I'm doing it. Because it's going to motivate Dylan.
It also wouldn't hurt you.
Yes. It's true. Well, it might actually hurt me, Dylan. It might hurt me bad. That's what happens. Yeah, I meant to. For those that have a yo-yo kind of tendency when it comes to their health and weight and fitness, you'll know that I'm at the yo part of the yo-yo.
Right.
I'd like to be at the yo, but I'm not. I'm at the yo.
You need to be yo-yo.
I'd like to be at the other yo, right? Okay. I'm not yo-yoing. I'm just dangling there, Dylan. The whole string has been extended, and I'm just hanging from a child's finger.
I'm very curious to see you step on a scale.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know how much you weigh, but I'm guessing you're 20 pounds lighter than me. Maybe 25?
I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. So the rules are simple, okay? In order to keep this more an act of solidarity, whatever Dylan does on the treadmill, because I don't understand it, but sometimes I guess I can be a little bit annoying for Dylan, that I have to repeat whatever it is he does in his routine that day.
Right.
Right. So there's a set of weights here. Craig dropped that off. Robbie's building an entire fitness facility in here.
We got push-up stands.
At some point, we're going to have to get rid of the radio console, Dylan, to make room for some of the items he wants to bring in. I don't know what we're going to do.
It's important.
We are accepting a fitness equipment donation.
Okay.
Something that's been sitting in your basement you want to get rid of.
Yep.
We will put it to use.
All right. So Dylan can choose the workout, whatever he wants. And then on a day that maybe I'm particularly annoying, it might be a more difficult exercise because I have to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the best part is when I get the workout done,
yeah.
I got the sweat from my brow, I get to sit back in this chair and you get a start.
Yeah.
So I'll be on the glow of feeling good after watching you suffer.
And I'll watch you go through the whole thing thinking like, God, I've got to put myself into this situation the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you're starting with here today.
Light.
But we've got to start everything with the official weigh-in. So here we go. The official weigh-in. Robbie, walk us through what you need from us here for the official weigh-in right now.
Well,
okay.
What some of the audience may not know is when the mics were off before we came on, Pepper and Dylan stripped down naked.
Uh-huh.
And now they are in their official gym gear.
That's right. Yep.
So you guys are dressed for the weigh-in.
It's the first time I think I've ever been fully naked in this studio, if memory serves correctly. Robbie couldn't reach for his phone fast enough because he wanted to post it online for likes.
I was so flustered, I forgot to hit record.
Yeah, because I have to wear gym underwear. I can't wear my regular everyday
underwear. You had your bare ass out.
Yeah, just pale and it looked like a sunrise.
It looked all right.
No, thanks, Robbie. Okay, That's nice. We're all changed down. I don't have my running shoes on, right? I'm trying to, I got everything out of my, I even went pee, Dylan, to get every ounce out of me that I possibly
could. Bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea,
Robbie?
You
should want to be as heavy right now.
Oh, right.
You screwed that up, hey?
Right, because we're going on percentage lost.
Yeah.
So, I could have lost a pound just by going to the bathroom, Dylan. Damn it.
You know that 1 liter of water is a kilogram.
Okay. Is that right, really? Is that true? Okay.
It's heavy. All right. Water is heavy.
Okay, so who's going first on the way in here, Robbie?
Let's go alphabetically, and let's get Dylan on there.
Okay.
Ready?
Alphabetically by first name, I guess. Okay. Dylan?
Yo.
Take your glasses and hat off, man.
I'm not taking anything
off. That's extra weight. You can't do that.
This is how I am.
As long as we weigh him the same.
Okay, remember it, Robbie.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What?
Dylan is on the scale now. What do we have here?
I didn't expect that, I'll tell you that.
A good I didn't expect that or a bad I didn't expect that? Is a bad I didn't expect that.
No, I was down. Okay. Remember in December I was down. Let me try one more time. Hey, Robbie?
Best of three.
Maybe it's just, maybe it did something different.
Not bad.
Maybe not good.
Courtney has texted in. Thank you, Courtney. She says, I just started back at the gym on Monday, so I'm going to join you guys.
That's pretty accurate,
thank you,
Courtney. Robbie.
Thank you, Courtney. Good luck to you. I wanted to try and start Monday as well, but...
Wow. Okay, well, why don't you come in?
Is my turn to weigh in?
Yeah, mine is way higher than I thought.
Should we say it yet?
Yeah.
Wait,
I just want to see. Maybe Pepper's is, way lighter.
All right, you ready here?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck to you.
All right, I just stand on this thing here.
See, I was guessing you're 25 pounds lighter, but you might be, way lighter.
Oh, get out of here. Wait, we got to do a second one, right? You got to do a second one? That doesn't want to reset. No. I've permanently damaged the scale, Dylan.
No.
It's stuck where it is. There it is. Okay, I'll do a second one to verify.
Is that normally where you're sitting?
Yeah, it's the exact same both times. So here. Okay,
wow.
Here
we go,
Robbie.
Here's,
do we need that one?
No, just put that down. Okay.
All right, so...
Well,
this is just the weigh-in, right? Is Dylan getting on the exercises? Is the routine starting this segment as well? Might as well. Hey, Dylan.
Well, yeah, I can. Okay. I just got to get my shoes on.
Okay, get your shoes on. Robbie,
Yeah. The starting point. And again, remember, you can do this at home. Follow along. We'll try and motivate you. Maybe we might need you to motivate us.
Good, yeah.
Okay. Robbie, Dylan's official weigh-in is
244.6 pounds.
244.6. Jesus. Okay, so you log that, Robbie.
I'm 6'8", though.
It's not the worst.
Remember, we're not all bait. Like, this is just the best way to do it for the sake of the measurements.
All right, I'm starting with weights.
But it's not all about your weight. You're doing weights first?
Yeah, I'm going to just get warmed up.
All right. Okay, so Robbie is at, Dylan is at 244.6. Robbie, what was I at? You're not going to believe this.
Pepper is exactly 24.6 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I was so close with 25.
I know.
At 220 pounds.
2-2.
2-2.
There you go. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Okay, so is this an everyday thing, every other day thing, once a month thing? What is this now?
Consistency is key. Every day.
Okay. Every day?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What is it that you're doing over there? What are those curls that you're doing? Hammer curls?
That's the second set of 20.
20?
I'm at 40 now.
How much weight are you doing there?
Just 20 pounds.
Just 20 pounds? That's 10 me's. Well, 11, I guess.
5, 6, 7.
But it is 12 Dylan's, though, isn't it?
10,
okay.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Listen, look at how torturing me is his motivation.
So you've got
torturing me is his motivation. Okay, so Dylan, your workout has started.
60.
Okay.
Curls to start, and then right over to the treadmill.
Okay, so once Dylan's done, I have to repeat the exact same thing. You can do that too, or you could just try and remain consistent and keep us updated. How often do we weigh in for an update? Once a week, Robbie, probably? Anything less than that, it'd be pointless.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe every few days.
Okay. Pointless for you, maybe.
Okay. All right.
I'm planning on losing this week.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so it's underway, the Pepper and Dylan Biggest Loser Challenge.
We're here.
Every day for what? How long? For like a week? For a month?
For the rest of the year.
Oh, Jesus, Robbie, come on.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Pepper and Dylan.
On KISS.
News time. News time.
What a bad time for Robbie to choose going to the bathroom.
Yeah, he
took
off. We've
got some breaking news that he would definitely be interested in. How long do you think he's gone for? He's quick at that, isn't he?
Generally. Not like you, but he's quick.
So we'll filibuster for a moment to see if Robbie can get back, because we've got a special guest, a special friend that we met last week. Oh, Robbie! Hey, Robbie, quick! You gotta get back. You picked a bad time to go to the bathroom.
I had to pee.
Lee's on the phone.
Lee
the roofer. Remember we met Lee last week? You went to support him in the National Roofing Championships?
I met Lee's whole family, all his colleagues.
So Lee is here with and you can send purple to 917-917 for the $20,000 sound. The jackpot's $8,800. We will give you your next opportunity to guess coming up in a handful of minutes here. Lee's got some breaking news.
What happened, Lee?
Got some very important news. Okay, what's going on, Lee?
Yesterday was the first day of Competitions Ontario, and those Winnipeg boys that came here and cleaned house, they lost!
Yeah!
So they are beatable, boys!
There are chinks in their armor! Woo! Yes!
Who'd they lose to? They lost to some Ontario boys that I don't know, I've never met. So hopefully next year when I go...
What does this say about the Ontario roofers, though?
Every competition I've noticed has different rules.
Okay.
So in Ontario, they weren't allowed to cut their pieces, open their bundles, get everything ready.
Right.
They had to start right from scratch.
Right.
So that's probably why they lost.
And that's where Winnipeg really excelled last week here during the... So the Winnipeg team came from Winnipeg. They went to Calgary for the national championship leg of that tour. They stopped there. They dominated in Calgary. They came up here. They dominated in Edmonton. They left Lee kind of holding his hammer and his head down, just saying, God, I got to get better at this roofing competition. And they went out to Ontario, and they got served. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think this has to happen.
I think they came in like third or fourth place
there. Okay. Whoa, so, Lee, that means there's room for improvement. They are beatable.
They are.
But practice starts now. What's happening, Lee? Have you been practicing?
I'm going to, by the end of this month, I will have an area set up where there's practice and practice and practice. And Robbie, as soon as the practice center is set up, if you want, come on down and start ripping.
I'll come right and handbang
with you. We call it stripping.
Okay. I want to start stripping, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Lee, he doesn't have to have any sort of license or certification?
No.
Participate?
No, he needs no tickets, no nothing.
Nothing. Okay, good.
Nothing so like that.
He can be on your team next year for the roofing. Robbie, you ready to be one of the strippers?
I like that rake thing you use, that little green rake.
Okay.
Yeah, the best damn ripper.
Okay, so Robbie, ripping Lee, it. And Lee's son. What a team that could be. That's the contingent we want to send to Ontario to compete in the roofing championships.
Yeah.
Okay,
Robbie, or within the next 3 weeks, I'll let you know, Robbie.
Yep, you get that training facility built.
And then tomorrow, they do another one tomorrow, so as soon as I know, I'll give you guys an update
please.
If they lost again.
You got it. All right, thank you, Lee.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Robbie, we've got to send you to Ontario to compete in that roofing championship. You've got to practice and get all
Robbie the roofing ripper.
That would be awesome.
I love it, Robbie.
You could do it, buddy.
It looks really hard.
Finally have a goal.
A goal would be nice
in your life.
To aims and direction.
National Roofing Championships in Ontario.
That would be something.
Why not?
$750
right?
bucks coming my way.
It's Pepper and Dylan. On KISS.
Well, he doesn't have kids or drive a minivan, but he thinks he can parents better than you can. It's Uncle Dylan. He knows what's up. It's Uncle Dylan.
Okay, here's my question for you, Fun Uncle Dylan.
What do you got?
Fun Uncle Dylan witnessed my daughter moments after being born. She was still gooey.
Ew.
When Dylan met her.
Well, she was.
She was still cute.
Yeah. She had, I don't know, whatever it is, birth gel all over.
Yuck.
That's when Dylan walked in. So Dylan has known my daughter for literally 3 minutes shorter a period of time than I have.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned 18 a few weeks ago. We've got a situation, Dylan, that I only realized it only happened this morning as I was leaving the house.
With your daughter?
Yes. Okay. So today is a professional day. Yesterday was the Paul Kane High School open house, right?
Okay.
Incoming grade nines kind of go to Paul Kane and look and see what all Paul Kane School has to offer, right? My daughter is on the grad committee. My daughter also headed up the open house committee. Nerd! Anyway, after the open house, because it's a professional day today, they were all going to Nikita's house to kind of hang out. And I said, okay. She says, there's probably going to be some drinking there, so I don't know what time I'll be home.
Okay.
I said, okay. I said, are you drinking? She said, no. I said, okay. So got in the car today, got out of the house, walked out of the house, backed out of the house. I noticed her car was not in the driveway.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, did she spend the night there? That seems text message worthy. Opened up my phone, no text message from her. However, her location services are on.
Yes.
Her phone, at least, is in her room. I am concluding she is in her room. I am concluding she did not drive home last night. Good. Proud of her. Responsible. She probably had some drinking or smoking and decided not to drive home.
Fair.
But somebody else drove her home. Good. I'm proud of that decision. I asked, though, her telling me she was going out, her telling me there was probably going to be some drinking and smoking at this party, her being 18, it being a professional day, should I have gotten a call?
That's a debate. That is a debate because she lives under your roof.
Right.
It would be nice for her to let you know.
Right.
She is 18.
Yep. This is where I come to fun Uncle Dylan.
Technically.
Because right away I'm saying, like, she should have phoned me. I should at least. I didn't even have a text message, right? The only way I know she's in the house is her location of her phone is in the house.
Yeah, technically she doesn't have to let. Are you sure she's at home, though?
That's, I know her phone is, and I would assume that. Yeah, and her insulin pump is. So, yeah, I'm pretty okay. sure she's home unless she said, to hell with this diabetes for the night. I don't think you can do that.
Well,
so,
that seems
safe. Yeah.
No. I think. Yeah, she should have let you know.
But she came home.
I guess, yeah. Then if she's home, what does it matter?
She came home. I didn't hear her come home. I was fast asleep. I don't know if she came home ahead of the time that we didn't talk about. So I don't. Usually 2 a.m. is the rule.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she was home. I was fast asleep. But I backed out. There was no car there. Should I know that there's no car there? We've always had a rule with our kids since they're, you know, 15, well, not, yeah, 15, 16, was that no matter what, at any time, in any situation, if you're feeling safe or you're not feeling, you're feeling pressured, you're feeling anything, you've had too much to drink, you've indulged too much in anything, you call us. We will come get you, no matter where you are.
Right.
Right? We will come. We won't say anything. We'll just come and get you. It doesn't bother us in the slightest, no matter what day of the week it is, what time it is. Right?
Right,
we've always
had
that rule. So there's no reason for her to think that she couldn't have phoned me, but it looks like she arranged her own ride home. But I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, you
so
can't.
Me backing out, not knowing where she is and not seeing her car in the driveway is cause for concern.
You probably could look for her shoes, though. And you said you saw the
insulin
pump.
She's got a lot
pump.
Of shoes, so.
So you do know she's there.
Yeah, I did. Well, I know her devices are there. Yeah, right, so I'm assuming that she is there as well. So I come to fun Uncle Dylan, who often tells me to relax, stop being such a parent, or be more of a parent in this way, not the other way.
Abby's got a great text message that says maybe she was being considerate. Since you have to get up 3 hours before the crack of dawn.
Right.
Then she
didn't
like,
want to wake me up.
Yeah, well, you know what, Dad? I don't need to tell him this. Like, I'm good. He'll figure this out. Yeah. A quick text, though. Like, do you have your ringer on? Does she know if you have your ringer on?
I'll have my ringer on when she's not. If she's going to plan on being out late, yeah, I put my ringer on.
Yeah, so she probably didn't want to wake you up. That's really nice.
Okay.
I think there's nothing to see here.
Right.
I think she did the right thing.
Yes, no problem.
She could have left you a note.
Just a note or a text message says, hey, Dad, you might not see the car. I'm home. I got a ride
text
home
message,
last
I think, would could have woken you, so right. That's not great.
I don't have any sounds when I get text messages. I only have sounds when I get calls.
Oh, so then she could have sent you
She could have sent
Does
me
she
a
know
text
that?
Yeah, I think she knows
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. She could have sent
yeah,
you a
Yeah, she
text
knows
message.
That because whenever I don't respond to her text within 30 seconds, I say, listen, I don't know when I get a text.
Right.
So she knows that why I don't have sounds.
Yeah.
Because it frustrates her when I don't.
I think she's not in trouble. It would have been nice of her.
Would have been nice to know moving forward. Let me know because when I back out and I don't see your car, I fear the worst before I'm okay.
Yeah, I think you have a quick talk with her and just let her know that just if you could write a note or send a text message, it would make my day better.
But could I be opening the gate to I'm 18? I know that I don't think she would do that, but it certainly does open the door to that, does it not?
It can. However, you can say, but you're not paying rent.
Uh huh.
Until you pay
Checkmate,
rent.
Huh?
Yeah, until you pay rent, I still got to make some rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robbie, you agree?
Yeah, my mom would be mad. She would
if she
mad.
Didn't message you at all.
Because you still
Remember,
don't know
she's home
there.
Safe. She's in her room.
Do you know that for a fact?
99% sure she is.
Just because you said her phone's in
her there. Well, and her medical device is there, so I'm assuming, yes, that she is.
But her car is.
Yeah, but maybe she didn't want to have all that beeping when she was drinking from the medical device.
Yeah,
going, what were you sharing?
She needs it to live, so right. I think she needs it, yes. Yeah.
Why aren't parents more afraid of their kids getting kidnapped?
I don't know.
Because it sounds like a kidnapping, and they took her car.
Yes. Why would the kidnapper take her car?
Why wouldn't you? Free car.
That's true, Robbie. Free car.
You know, leave all the other stuff, grab her, grab the car, and then she's gone.
Right.
He's got a new family.
Okay.
Right? So that's what my mom would worry about.
That she was, that irrational fear that she was kidnapped and they took her car.
My mom would.
And they took her insulin and her phone, her insulin pump and her phone, and put it back in her room and then kidnapped her and took her car.
Something like that.
Okay. That's.
You never know.
That's but the big fear. Okay.
My mom did. She would always say she didn't care what time it was, what was going on in the morning.
Yes.
We had to wake her up when we got home.
Right.
Because she wouldn't sleep.
Because you're back from the days, like many of us, before text messages. You can't just text your parents and say, hey, I'm home. You're going to wake up and my car isn't there, but I'm home safe and sound. Right.
Right. I mean, if she had her, the better text would be, help, I'm kidnapped. I'm in the back of a trunk.
Of my own trunk. If you happen to see my car, pull them over. Exactly.
She doesn't have the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have just had to check on her and make sure her body is in her bed.
Okay. Whether it's alive, I can check on later.
Yes. Yeah, you'll figure that out when you get
Robbie's home. Robbie's got a different kind of uncle. He's the uncle that isn't around as much. Just make sure the body's in the bed and the parents can take care of the rest.
There you go.
So no big deal. No, nothing.
No,
but
I
maybe
think
for
a
next
quick
time,
conversation.
One of
just let her know.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think
she gets so much more of the benefit of the doubt than my son did. Well, it is incredible.
But there's numerous reasons to this. One, because you love her more.
Okay.
Which you've proven time and time again.
Indifferently, Dylan.
No,
differently.
No,
yeah.
More.
Okay. Yeah.
Two is because he's paved the path already.
Right. As the older sibling.
That happened to like my brother and I, right? Like he would say to you, oh, Dylan got away with way more.
Yes.
But it's because he was such a badass.
He established all of the.
Right. Like I looked like a little angel compared to him because like he wouldn't come home. Yeah. He'd get in fights. Police would bring him home. Like those sort of things.
Right.
So when I like was a couple hours late for curfew.
It was nothing compared to what they went through. Like,
well, the police didn't bring him home.
Right. Right.
Right. So Riley kind of. He did get it worse, but he also, yeah, I think the first child has to.
Okay.
I think, at least.
Yeah, we fear the worst with the first one, and then the second one, we're like, ah, they're fine. They take good care of themselves.
Well, let me ask you this question, and maybe this will be an indication.
Yeah.
How is Riley's baby book compared to Tyler's baby book?
Oh.
Riley's baby book, if I could find it, has a lot more probably in it, because it was more of a novelty having one kid than it was having the second kid.
I found my baby book the other day.
Okay, as the middle child, yes.
I was going through some stuff as I'm going through everything in the house, and I opened that baby book and it says Dylan, born 1983, Dylan David Nathan Wojcik.
Mm-hmm.
Page 2, nothing. Page 3. Nothing.
Why?
Page 4.
So they just filled out the name and then they thought,
I got.
You get the gist of it, right?
Just got name.
Whereas your brother's baby book, every page was filled and every little moment. First
it looked like
step,
such a joyous time for the family.
A lock of hair, yeah. Okay.
I literally had, I'll take pictures. I'll find the book again. Okay. I'll take pictures so you can see how little effort they put into my baby book.
917-917, are you a middle or the last child and is there anything in your baby book?
Not a thing.
True.
I wonder. I'll see if Channing's baby book has anything in it.
Oh, Channing's got nothing.
The fourth of four.
No, they're guaranteed.
I was the youngest in my family. There aren't even baby pictures because they went to take them to the I've told you this, the pharmacy to be developed, and they ended up getting some other family's Disney vacation. They didn't even bother to take them back. There's just no pictures of my day of
birth.
They
should put those in a binder for you. Exactly. It would be funny.
Okay, so you may not get a baby book as of the second born, but you get away with a lot more when you turn 18 and don't come home in the middle of the night. Okay, yeah.
And here's Pam saying, my fourth child's baby book, we just found it. It's still in the bag we bought it in.
So true.
I'm telling you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
This is Chrissy on the phone. Hi, Chrissy.
Good morning, guys.
Chrissy, like you, Dylan, was a middle child.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Chrissy, like you, knows the horror that is not being remembered or cared about in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worse than being the youngest child? Like the middle child is just, you don't get anything,
of course.
Right?
Yeah, because
the youngest child is spoiled.
Yeah, and everyone loves the youngest child because it's like the last baby and it's the cutest.
But how do you know it's the youngest child until it's the youngest child?
Well, until, yeah, exactly.
That's the suffrage of the middle child, right? Or the suffering of the middle child. They get the youngest child treatment until another child comes along, and then they get the oldest child treatment. And it's like, we don't know what to put you in. Just go over there.
Yeah, exactly. It sucked.
Are there any memories of you that you can find, Chrissy, or is it just nothing?
My aunt has like two pictures. Like that's it. Like I swear, I went from being like a baby. Like they had to have, I guess they had to have a picture of me as a baby. But then all of a sudden, I'm like four. Right? Like there's nothing.
It's just that's what happens.
Meanwhile, your siblings are everywhere.
Yeah, like my older sister has some, and then my younger sister, like kids. Actually, my brother doesn't have very many pictures either, I don't think. But it's we're like the forgotten ones, right? Like I even have pictures of my younger siblings, like when they were younger, and it's just funny how we're totally forgotten. But funny fact, I bought a baby book for my first, but my second one, my first is like 14, second one is like 18 months, right? Like he's kind of like
big gap. Yep.
Big gap. He wasn't really planned, but I didn't even buy a baby book for him, so I don't even know why I'm like talking. I'm like, oh my gosh.
We'll just save the photos of you on our phone. We'll never even print them off. We'll just kind of search for them in one of the folders, maybe. I don't even know if we'll make a folder. Chrissy, do you notice middle child syndrome, Dylan? You too, as adults, like if you go home for Christmas, are there still 100%. Signs that you're a middle child?
Yeah.
What does an 100%. Adult middle child suffer from?
No pictures in the house.
Just nothing. Okay. No memories anywhere.
No.
I think my mom has like a family picture with me in it, right? Like there, and yeah, I think my daughter kind of trumped me in that where
there's pictures of her, but not me either. So it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. You're cropped out from the family photo. Just half of you there.
Yeah, it's
you're
depressing.
In the background. You were in the bathroom when they took the picture.
Yeah, we couldn't fit you in, so this is a picture frame that we had. I don't know.
It's okay. Love you, Christy. Have a good weekend.
Hey, bye, guys.
Robbie, you're kind of in the middle there, but you're also the only boy. Does it change at all? I don't have any of these experiences. I'm the youngest. I guess I'm the most privileged between me and my brother, right?
And it's still to this day your mom's little baby.
I know, I am. My mom and I are weirdly tight sometimes. Right? Yeah,
I don't think so. I think my mom actually did a good job and did all of our books kind of the same.
Okay, so your book is equally as filled or equally as empty as your other siblings?
They're pretty full. Last time
really?
I looked.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff in there, like teeth and hair and. Yeah, that's impressive.
That sounds like a Robbie family book, doesn't it? It's like taxidermy without the body.
There you go. Okay.
This is Karen. Hi, Karen.
All right.
So the other thing here is, of course, that like waiting up for your kid and that my daughter is the youngest. Dylan says she can get away with more things. My daughter was out last night. It's a professional day today. She didn't bring her car home. She didn't text me and say she was home. I don't know anything about it. I'm assuming she's home right now just without a car.
Right.
She didn't come and say I'm home, didn't text me anything. Karen is 69 years old.
Okay.
Karen, you're a little intense with your, don't forget to text me or call me when you get home.
I am, yes.
Okay, what do you do, who do you do this with?
I do it with my 77-year-old sister. She became a widow about a year and a half ago and has no children, and she does a lot for the community and with casinos and variety shows, and she's out late at night. Okay. So I always say to her, the minute you get home, you text me so I know that you got home okay.
Right.
And then even if I don't hear it at night, I'll see it first thing in the morning and then go into panic mode if she hasn't called me.
Do you ground her if she doesn't text or call you the next morning?
No.
She's 77 and you expect an I'm home safe and sound text message from your sister.
I do.
Someone you got to look out for her. That's nice of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks.
Okay, have a great morning. See you later. Okay, so it goes forever then.
Yep. Forever. You need somebody to be checking in, I guess.
I don't know what the check-ins will be. Like my son, I text with him every day. I talk to him every other day, but I don't know. Message me when you get home. He's living in Lake Louise in an apartment. Like, I don't know when that goes away.
Yeah. I mean, message you. Does he?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I just hear from him every day. What happens when he goes to the Philippines and Indonesia later this year?
What?
Do I get him?
He can still text.
Yeah.
That's about all he'll get.
When he gets home. What's that, Robbie?
He's going to the Philippines?
Philippines and then Indonesia.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Busy
3 months. He's ready to do it. I don't know how to.
You'll be okay. You still got your daughter to love.
Yeah, well, no, she'll be gone. She'll be in BC.
You still got those new kids to love.
That's right. Yeah.
That's sad. Right? There you go.
The replacements, right?
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Oh, you're doing one of my most hated things.
Oh, this is the second one.
No, I don't like that at all. All right, welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Friday. Well, look at this gorgeous morning out here. Look at that.
You gotta start.
Beautiful. Huh? I can't start until you're finished, Dylan.
And.
Ooh, the wall. Time. The wall sit.
2:30 seconds with 1 minute in between.
I hate a wall sit.
Oh, my God. Okay. Got her done.
Okay. So what Friday. Is my workout? Again, this is... What is my commitment here? What is my workout? So I have to follow Dylan, right? And whatever Dylan does, I have to do. And on days where Dylan's like, I got to make it hard on Pepper. Pepper's being an idiot today. I'm going to make him do this and this and this. So he will punish himself just to punish me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a sign of a true friend, Dylan. Thanks.
Absolutely,
why could today's workout be a tray of lasagna?
Oh,
I'd like that workout.
Today, when I woke up, I was like, oh, I'm a little sore, and I don't know if I really feel like it. And then as soon as I get in here and I know that you're going to have to follow, boom, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I like this. I love it. So
what, I got to put the mic down to do these ones then, right? Okay.
Yeah, you're doing 60.
60?
Yeah, 3 sets of 20.
Oh, man.
We've upped it to 25-pound curls today.
What?
Yeah.
I just did one day yesterday.
I know. It's a small update, though. Here you go. All right. And then we're going to get on the, what is it? The I don't know what it is. A Stairmaster or mountain climber?
Bowflex tread climber.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you go ahead.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
One, two, three. There you are.
Good form.
No, this is great. And there's a lot of people that are getting involved, and we're very excited. My girlfriend was looking into apps yesterday that we could maybe all follow along on, like a weight loss app or like a weight loss website, which could be very fun. So maybe we'll end up doing that. But right now, I mean, we're just going. There you go. You got your first set out.
How long can I rest in between?
I don't know, like a minute.
I was planning on a whole lot longer.
No. This is good.
Okay.
Right?
Like, you know what I realized? How many workout clothes I have.
And you just never use?
Yeah. I've got the best meaning well drawer in my dresser. Like, it's got, in case of a workout emergency at my house, I am ready.
Yeah.
There's just never been that emergency.
When's the last time?
The batteries in my workout emergency alarm.
Okay, here we go. Here you go. He's back down for another. Okay.
What's he going to do?
Right now he's...
Oh, you're not even resting that long.
No, he's... Because he's a champion. That's what he is. I don't know if you know this about him. He's a giant champion.
He is.
He's ready to go. And we're going to be working out throughout the morning, which is just... I love this because everyone keeps everyone accountable. And Robbie loves it because he's building a gym in the studio.
I do love that.
Which is working out perfectly. There you go. Yeah, Pepper. Nice. See?
That is good.
Yes. And then I can just chill out for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Just lean down.
All right, yeah.
Did you have any ice cream yesterday?
I did not.
See?
I did not. But I plan on it this weekend.
Okay.
Why?
Because I love ice cream. Right?
Don't go off the rails. You're going to do all this work during the week, and then you're going to go off the rails.
By having ice cream?
Yeah.
Treat yourself, but don't treat yourself every day.
Just one pint for the weekend, not one pint for each day of the weekend.
Did you honestly have one pint each day?
Yeah, the Ninja Creamy has like these pints, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess they're supposed to be for the whole family.
I guess.
But like I've told you, I don't know who's in my family and who isn't in my family, right? I never know who's at my house. I'm the only, my fiance and I are the only consistent members of my family that I know.
So
I should have the pint for the family. The family pint. I know I'm there every day. I should have the whole thing.
Does she have any?
No, God, she wouldn't go near it.
Right, okay. Right?
She could have maybe one scoop here or there, but she doesn't have a pint a day.
Seems like excessive. It does. Here we go. The last 20, and then you jump on the stair. What is it? The stair what?
The tread climber.
What a dumb thing that is.
No, it's good for you.
I felt burn in different places. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's different than just walking on a treadmill because it's up and down at the same time.
You want to trick that body into doing different things.
All right. Yeah, well, it's working so far. Look at Pepper go. Yeah. Look at you. You're really hitting it this morning. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, he's banging those out.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
Okay.
He's got a question.
Why did you include a wall sit?
Two wall sits.
Why did you include two wall sits?
Because I know you don't like burpees and I know you don't like wall sits.
Hate burpees. Hate wall sits.
You
don't
just wait.
That is a rule, right? No burpees ever. Ever.
No,
ever.
No
burpees
Robbie.
Ever. Robbie, make a rule. You're the judge. You're the coach. No burpees ever.
No, we can't make that
rule. We're going to lose people from the Pepper and Dylan Club.
People.
We're going to lose them.
If
you do a burpee, we're going to lose them.
We're not going to do tons of burpees, but we'll do some.
Here he is.
Yeah, you've got to
do a few.
What are my numbers? Well, you need your microphone still.
2.5.
Just because you're on doesn't mean. You can't hold a microphone.
Okay,
so Dylan did 2.5 on the tread climber for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
And then crank it up to 2.5.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah, you're not even moving yet.
You're just
going up and down. You got to wait until it actually starts
training. I don't know what to do. I've never used...
Oh, he's going to fall off.
Workout equipment before.
It's very dangerous.
All right. 2.5.
There we go.
For how long?
We're doing 15 minutes.
15.
Dear God. Oh, geez. This is weird.
Yeah.
I know.
It feels awfully weird.
This is like roller skating on ice. That's what it feels like, doesn't it? Okay. This is strange. All right.
Sherry writes in, this is awesome. One question,
is
though.
It?
Yeah. How's the smell in there, guys?
You know what? Megan was in yesterday for Katie. Katie will be in today. Katie has a bit of...
A sensitive
Look,
nose?
It's International Women's Day tomorrow. I don't want to say much, but she...
Pepper! Pepper! Oh, my God.
Oh, he just fell off.
Pepper!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. All right, we almost had our first gym injury.
Oh, no.
All right, there we go. The cameras picked that up.
No, we don't have that on video, but...
Ow!
That looked bad.
This is why I don't work out where there's carpet. Now I've got rug burn on my knee.
Be careful.
I got to put the mic down. I feel like every time I talk, I stop my feet. So.
All right, wrap it up.
Oh, Robbie, you got to press a button. I can't do it.
What should we do?
That thing.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
On Kiss.
Kiss.
So the search is on.
The search is on.
Oh,
the best dude in the world.
19 years we've been doing this show. 19 years. We keep turning over every single stone to try and identify and find the best dude in the world. A dude can be a guy. A dude can be a girl. A dude can be a they. A dude can be nothing at all, an inanimate object. You know those plastic clips that keep your bread bags closed?
Yes.
That was once a good dude of the day. Saved a child from drowning.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Good dude.
We have a good dude of the day nominee right now, Dylan.
I'm speechless of how good of a dude.
I don't know if it's a... Who is it? Hello?
Hello?
What's your name?
Ali.
I don't know if it's a good dude or just a dude that has nothing else going on today.
Might be the best dude of the 19 years.
I'm actually working right now.
All right. Is this part of your job, Ali, or?
No, I'm you might like this, actually, because you go there so often. I'm a third-party contractor for Staples.
Oh! My dream job!
Oh,
I love that place!
Wow. So I deliver the West End here. I go from 170th to Winterburn to Stony Plain Road. So,
are you hiring? Do you get
maybe?
You get free lamination?
No, no. Actually, if I'm being totally honest with you, we get like really nothing from Staples, to be honest.
All right, okay, all right.
Well, you get employment.
So he's taking a few minutes out of his job, Dylan, to be the good dude of the day. Go ahead, Ali. Tell us what you're doing that makes you makes you the good dude of the day.
I drive past Dylan's house every day, and I just realized that. And I just picked up his recycling box so he doesn't have to deal with the hassle.
You are the you're a dream.
You did.
You're the best person in the world. Thank you. Dylan was all concerned. God. He didn't break down his recycling boxes. They're really big. How big would you say they were?
They were huge.
I think Dylan likes to over-exaggerate, so they weren't that bad, and they weren't even that heavy.
But they were big enough. They were big enough that the recycling truck wouldn't have picked them up, right?
No. I actually used to do the garbage in Edmonton, the recycling, so there was no way those guys were picking those up.
Ali bailed you out of another week's worth of breaking down boxes. He picked them up for you.
I cannot thank you enough.
The Pepper and Dylan
Podcast.